Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry, who's off this week. Well, Egypt's military has dissolved parliament and says it will run the country for the next 6 months, or until a presidential and parliamentary elections can be held. So Mubarak is out, we know that. But the question is, who's in? And one of the people who appeared to be in, at least before the weekend, was Omar Suleiman, former intelligence chief. He was named into position of power and as close confidant of Hosni Mubarak. Suleiman was appointed vice president. And that seems to be in question now that Hosni Mubarak is now in Sharm el-Sheikh. Instead of in Cairo. We want to check back in with Patrick Lang, former head of Middle East Intelligence for the Defense Intelligence Agency, who has worked with Omar Suleiman for 20 years. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. Omar Suleiman was appointed vice president just last week. As I said, now it's up to the military to decide whether to keep him, whether to have him in any kind of position of power, or just as a figurehead. Where are we at? What do you think is going to happen here in the short term?
Well, I think an artificial distinction is being made amongst the various creatures of Hosni Mubarak, who are now running the government. I mean, all of these 20 or so generals in the higher military council, and Omar Suleiman, who is a retired major general, and the prime minister, who's a retired Air Force chief of staff. These people were all created by Hosni Mubarak when we're part of the apparatus of the state. And so it seems to me, from what I've heard from friends of mine in Egypt, in fact, that they're going to find a role for Omar Suleiman because he's one of them. And as a group, you know, they collectively own a great big piece of the Egyptian economy, and they have to hang together because once you start picking apart who did what and who owns what, they're all going to have a big problem. So they're going to stick together, and they're going to try to compromise with the people in the streets, the demonstrators, to try to hang on to as much as they can.
Well, that's the question. The people in the streets have demanded that Hosni Mubarak be out immediately. They achieved that. So then the question is, does a close confidant, you might call him a crony, as long as they all have intermingled business interests, does somebody like that satisfy the demands of the population in Tahrir Square and elsewhere?
Well, you know, you don't want to get too worked up over how much power the demonstrators in the streets actually have. The generals have the army, which is about 500,000 men, and is a big, strong force. And they're going to want to come to some arrangement in which they can move forward in such a way that they end up with an elected president who is not an enemy of theirs, because they can't afford to have that. If you start to have a Truth and Justice Commission in Egypt, there are going to be an awful lot of people in really bad trouble, and they're not going to want that at all.
Well, Colonel Patrick Lang, that sounds like skepticism over the pro-democratic win in Egypt.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I mean, it sounds to me like you're predicting more of the same, that Hosni Mubarak is gone, and now let's welcome the next Hosni Mubarak.
No, I'm not talking about welcoming anybody. I'm trying to be realistic rather than giddy about this. In fact, these people are tremendously powerful, and they're very wealthy, and they control the armed forces. So they're going to seek to try to reach some sort of compromise with the demonstrators and people like Baradei. And so, you know, eventually you'll end up with changes in the Constitution, an elected civilian probably. I would pick Amr Moussa, the former foreign minister, as the most likely person to be elected president.
Is he on the Supreme Military Council that's controlling Egypt right now?
No, he's never been in the military as far as I know, but he was foreign minister of Egypt, then he was the secretary general of the Arab League, and he's also part of the Mubarak apparat, but if you look around, you'll see him very prominently mentioned as a possibility for president. He's already said he's running.
Is he what you would qualify as a known quantity, someone we can trust from the perspective of the United States? It certainly seems that Suleiman was that. I know we're not necessarily controlling events day to day in Egypt right now, but would he be somebody that we would count somebody that we could work with?
Absolutely. I mean, Amr Moussa is somebody who is quite willing to work in the world of practical international politics. Somebody you can depend on not to abrogate the treaty on Israel. Whatever was said in the last 2 days about the Israeli treaty is subject to further developments as we go forward in the months and see what the demonstrators and the masses want to do in Egypt. But he's a guy who would not want to do that. He understands that would break a great deal of crockery if you did.
Patrick Lang, what about Mohammed al-Baradei, a former UN weapons inspector, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, one of the most famous Egyptians around, except for Hosni Mubarak himself, all of these discussions about a successor don't usually involve him. Why not?
Because he's almost an exile. You know, he's an expatriate Egyptian who lived overseas for many, many years. At the height of the Mubarak autocracy, he was busy in Europe. He's well known to all of us in the West, but to them, he's not so well known, and he doesn't have very much administrative experience from the point of view of the Egyptian establishment. So, and he doesn't have a power base amongst all the demonstrators, so far as I know. So I mean, this fellow Wael Ghanim, who's a Google executive, probably has a much bigger following. Amongst the people than Baradei does.
So a lot of unanswered questions now going forward over the next couple of weeks and months until September, when we think the military might hold the elections that are scheduled. Give us a sense before we let you go, Patrick Lang, what the United States is trying to do inside Egypt right now as we talk to our friends and there's so much tumult. What's on the agenda for the U.S.?
I think there's no doubt that President Obama has embraced the revolution and wishes to see the popular movement achieve as much in the way of freedom and constitutional guarantees for individual liberty and things of that kind as you can. But as I said, it's going to be an uphill struggle because the people who are left in charge, they'll want to minimize that as much as they can to protect themselves. But I think the U.S. government is firmly on the side of the forces of the revolution here and probably will be everywhere else in the Middle East that I used to work on.
Patrick Lang is former head of Middle East Intelligence for the Defense Intelligence Agency. He worked with Omar Suleiman for 20 years, knows him well, and also knows the situation on the ground inside Egypt and all the players very, very well. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Well, it's interesting, Celeste, that the premium in Egypt seems to be all of the power brokers who hold on to the money and the business interests that are metastasized with the military there. That doesn't seem like it's going away.
I gotta hold out hope that if there are truly free and fair elections, if that really occurs and they are absolutely free, that perhaps you could see some democratic change in Egypt.
I guess absolutely free is in the eye of the beholder. I think what might happen there is the candidates
or
who
the
are allowed
eye of
to
the
rise.
Election monitor.
Right. Well, the candidates who are allowed to rise are hand chosen, and then you have a free and fair election amongst the hand chosen crowd. Maybe that's what we're about to see.
Maybe. Yeah.